Well, hello there, you good folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. This is Roddy Jenkins with you with another Audioboo, and I'd like, if I may, today to speak to you good folk of something that's rocked Britain, quite frankly, and it's on everyone's lips. It's in all the radio phoning programs, the TV news channels and news programs. We're all covering it. It's on the front page of every single newspaper. And that is the hacking story, the phone hacking story by a certain Sunday tabloid newspaper that is owned by News International. Now that tabloid newspaper, as you are probably in no doubt unaware, is the News of the World. And it was in the news a couple of years ago now, because there was this big outpouring that it's hacked into the phone of celebrities, film stars, footballers, MPs, you know, the good and the great of the country had all allegedly had their mobile phones hacked and the details of their voicemails were recorded, and then the News of the World could publish these stories saying that X was allegedly having an affair with Y, and Y was being a naughty person towards X, and vice versa, here, there, and everywhere. And a lot of people thought, oh, well, yeah, it's the celebrities, and, you know, if you're a celebrity, you know, you kind of pay for the media because you want the publicity. Okay, admittedly, you only want good publicity, but you want publicity nevertheless, because obviously publicity, give it even, you know, helps sell your profile, and if you're a major Hollywood actor or whatever, or you're a budding actor even, you want people to think, oh yeah, look at them, and that's good, and oh yeah, come and see my film, and you know. But they don't like the intrusion into their private lives, and I think if celebrity, you've got to sort of respect that. You can't sort of turn on and off the media. You know, you can't sort of say, well, yeah, you come to my film premiere in Leicester Square or whatever, but I don't want you filming me in the kids at the weekend in the park, you know. So I think it goes both ways. Now, the News of the World has allegedly outraged a lot of people these last few days, because it has come to light, ironically, in another newspaper. I think it was the Guardian or the Independent, reported the story on Monday, I think it was, and said, oh, that the News of the World had employed this private investigator who's already served time in jail. Okay, Metcalf, I think his name is, and and it was alleged that he'd hacked into the mobile phone of missing schoolgirl Millie Downer when she was missing back in, I think it was 2002. And it came to light that he obviously had access to voicemail messages left on her phone, obviously from anxious friends, parents, family, wanting to know where she was, wanting to say, listen, if you can hear this, you know, pick up the phone, get in touch, blah, blah, blah. It was also alleged that certain messages had actually been deleted, because the voicemail obviously gets, if anyone who's got a mobile phone, and who there's quite a few of us that have, they had, they deleted some of those messages to make way for more messages. Now, On the one hand, you could argue, well, if you've factored this phone and you listen to the notes, maybe there's something in the messages that could say where she is or where the phone is, more to the point. And that could sort of obviously help police and investigators get to find where she was. Now, unfortunately, that didn't happen and she was tragically murdered. And we had the trial last few weeks, of the guy convicted of a murder, and how he put the family through hell and talked and all the rest of it. And, well, basically, it has now alleged that the News of the World paid this investigator to hack into this particular phone. And, you know, employed him, hired him, whatever you want to call it, and said, you know, let's have that and publish it. So instead of News of the World trying to be, you know, a goody paper, which it's often been a little bit sort of questionable, it has to be said, it instead was sort of profiting from the whole thing and knowing that all these voicemails, they could publish all these stories and do all kinds of bits and pieces instead of parting the information onto the relevant authorities, i.e. the police, the family, friends, what have you. And it didn't do that, and it decided, no, it was going to profit from all this, and yeah, that'll sell us, and if we can say a big exclusive on our front page come Sunday morning, that's going to be in the newsstands, that's going to jump out at passers-by, and people think, oh, I'll pick that up and look at that, and perhaps buy the paper and read it more. And yes, I bought the paper years and years and years ago, back in the 90s, I think it was, and that was just purely out of interest, saying, okay, well, you know, who's doing what now? And it's, even then, I wasn't vaguely interested in the tittle-tattle story of celebrities. I don't care, you know, and I don't give a monkey's, you know, if a professional footballer is having this alleged affair, you know, with somebody, and when he's already married or he's got a family or whatever, I couldn't give two bloody tosses, quite bloody frankly, you know, I mean, to hell with it. But what this got really annoyed was the fact that it also transpired. Not only was it Millie Dowler, it was also the Sarah murders, and also victims of the London bombings of 7/7. And that outraged people. And it's one of these stories that's not going to run away and not going to walk away, because through the likes of social media, sites like Twitter and Facebook and the like, particularly Twitter, has been sort of saying, oh, have you heard this? And there were these things I saw yesterday that you could post and say, and you could sort of do a tweet to individual advertisers saying, oh, are you going to reconsider advertising News of the World in the light of all this, these allegations, this outrage and fury that the public are doing? Now, I don't know, I think that's going to backfire personally. I think that, yes, Ford have said yesterday they were going to sort of withdraw advertising with the News of the World. But I'm thinking, well, why stop there? Why not go with all the news in South Africa? Why not stop advertising The Sun and The Times, The Sunday Times, you know? Why just think, oh, well, it'll just be the one paper? I mean, it only comes out one day a week. If you hit The Times and The Sunday Times, and The Sun, particularly The Times and The Sun, which are daily papers, six-day-a-week operations, these are naturally billions. Millions would be lost. So why just stick with, okay, and is it just going to be for this week? Is it, oh, well, we're not going to do it for this weekend, but, well, wait for it to die down and maybe go back to the paper, or you're going to sort of boycott them completely, which is probably what a lot of people want, has to be said, you know. And I just feel that, I don't know, I mean, you get News International saying there's always going to be an internal inquiry. That beggars belief, quite frankly, because all you're going to get is Rebecca Brooks, managing director of News International, will probably get a slap on the wrist by Murdoch, and quietly be sort of moved away. Now, he's probably said, oh, yes, I have full confidence in that. I think, actually, she'll be moved. She'll be quietly moved. It'll all be brushed under the carpet. No heads will roll. The politicians are scared because they know they need Murdoch to get them to power. because he owns the biggest press. Yeah, like I said, the Times, Sunday Times, and News of the World and the Sun. And, they are the popular papers. A lot of people read them. May not agree with Murdoch, may not agree with his views, but you still read his papers. I read the Times quite regularly myself. And, I think it's so politicians know that they can get Murdoch. If they get Murdoch the backing, particularly in the run-up to a general election, you know if you've got Murdoch on your side, you're going to win the election. So what happened to Labour in 97? And it kind of happened to the coalition government last year, I think it was. When we last had the election, I can't remember. Maybe like a sip tonight, do you? Anyway, I just felt like I wanted to sort of say that I'm not happy with this, and I think that more arses should be kicked, and kicked hard. And I think, Murdoch's trying to sort of buy the rest of B Sky B, and everyone's up in arms about that, and there's petitions flying about online that you can sign up for and say, oh, sign here and stop this going ahead and all the rest of it. And I don't know, is it a knee-jerk? Is it something that needs to be kicked to touch? Somebody needs to stand up to Murdoch. Or the Murdochs, because you've got James, who runs a large chunk of the empire here in the UK, who I don't like, because he always says to go to the BBC, and I'm thinking, well, you have to go to the BBC, you want to buy a bloody sporting right going, for Christ's sake, so who the hell are you to fucking well talk, little bastard? Apologies for the language. And it's just crazy. I mean, I don't have Sky. I refuse to have Sky in my house. I think, well, I pay 130 quid for the licence fee. What the fuck do I pay another 50 bloody quid a month on top of that for some sort of tin pot fucking media tycoon to get his fucking kicks out of, little bastards. And so that's just my take on the whole affair. And you're welcome to comment on that. You can tweet me. It's twitter.com/RoddyJenkins. You can send me a message here on Audioboo. It's audioboo.fm /RoddyJenkins. Or Facebook me. Facebook.com/RoddyJenkins. Yeah, see, nice and simple. So you can get in touch. Love to hear from you. If you're pro-Murdoch, if you're against Murdoch, if you don't think he should if you don't think the News of the World should ever deserve to be controlled, if you think Rebecca Brooks and all the senior executives of News International over in Wapping should all have their asses kicked and all to be sort of beheaded. Okay, probably wouldn't go quite that far, although I think quite a few people that might just bring that hanging on. then let me know. Send us a tweet. Twitter.com/RoddyJenkins. You can send me a message here on audioboo.fm/RoddyJenkins, or you can Facebook me. And it's facebook.com. Get hot. Roddy Jenkins. With a capital R and a capital J, if you don't mind. And I have to always say that, because I know a very special person is listening in. Okay. And they like that. So I do that just for them. They know who they are. And I'm not going to reveal their identity. So, anyway, I'm probably waffling on a bit too much now, and looking at the time. We've still got another minute and 19 seconds, it says here. Isn't that impressive? Anyway, I just felt I thought I'd give my sort of 2 pennies worth, what it's worth, on the whole debacle. I think what really grates me is the fact that Edmund says, oh, well, I was on the watch, and Rebecca Brooks said that she was the editor of News of the World at the time, of all these I didn't know about it. What in the name of Christ did you not know was happening? Do you not know what your own journalists, your own reporters get up to, for Christ's sake? That is bollocks. Pure and simple bollocks, and you bloody well know it, you silly cow. Okay? Again, apologies for the language. And I think she needs a hard kit. And I know what will happen with the News International Inquiry. It'll just be a case of, we'll just sort of shove you out of the way as usual. We'll just move it up there. Shh. So that'd be fine, okay. And that might be bloody fine. Bullshit, And it just does get me quite mad. But anyway, I've ranted enough, so I will leave you good folk to enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye.